Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 364 for Monday, April 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up on Monday, climbing in sympathy with Chicago soybeans. Canola was up by $4 to $7, the July contract up $4.80 at $498.50 per ton. Fund buying was a feature with some stops hit on the way up. Slight weakness in the Canadian dollar was also supportive. Weather uncertainty heading into the growing season was another underpinning factor, with parts of the prairies in need of rain and others looking for warmer temperatures. Scale-up farmer selling did limit the advances, with some sales targets hit on the way up. Technical resistance at the $500 level was also seen in the July contract. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher. Soybeans were up 7 to 15 cents, the July contract up 13 at 10.09 per bushel. Wet weather in Argentina was back at the forefront of the soybean market today, with heavy rains in the forecast expected to cause further harvest delays and production issues in the South American country. Fund traders covering short positions were a feature as the nearby chart signals remain pointed higher. Weekly export inspections were in line with expectations, but the smallest of the year to date, and that did slow the advances. Profit taking at the top end was also bearish, and beans finished well off their highs for the day. For corn, prices were up 5 to 9 cents, the July contract up 6 at 380 per bushel. Dryness concerns in Brazil were somewhat supportive, despite forecasts calling for some improving conditions there. Brazil also lifted import tariffs on corn from a number of countries last week, and it's thought to be bringing in U.S. corn due to tight local supplies. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of 1.1 million tons were supportive. Good weather for seeding this year's U.S. crop did limit the advances. For wheat, prices were up 1 to 9 cents, the July contract in Chicago up 4 at 4.78 per bushel. Gains in the neighboring markets did provide spillover support for wheat, although the underlying fundamentals remained relatively bearish. Improving weather conditions across the U.S. winter wheat belt, with more beneficial rain in the forecasts, did keep a lid on the gains. A lack of significant export demand also remained bearish for wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, April 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.